looking for answers to the unknown. Welcome to Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix and step into the magical presence of the metaphysical realm. Lisa will share the wisdom and musings from her own experiences, have intriguing conversations with other mediums and healers, in addition to exploring a wide array of topics and teachings on intuitive and mediumship development. Lisa will be taking your calls and inviting your friends and loved ones in the spirit world to share their stories with us. Raise your awareness as you are reunited on the level of love, and let's go live with Medium Lisa Phoenix.
Happy Sunday. It's a wonderful day in Southern California. Welcome to Live with Lisa Phoenix Radio. I'm Lisa Phoenix, your host, a medium and energy intuitive. My show is all about healing, mediumship, and energy management. And my special guest this morning is intuitive medium Jenna Terlosky. Did I pronounce that right, Jenna?
You did. Terlosky isn't as hard as it looks.
Right. We're going to talk about a variety of topics this morning. And if you want to share some of your own challenges or ask questions, please go to my Facebook page, Lisa Phoenix, and post your questions. And we will do our best to address them while we're on the air. If you want further information about the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show, please visit my website, lisaphoenix.net. And I'd love it if you would sign up for my Intuitive Insights newsletter, which will also add you to my mailing list. And please like me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about Jenna. Jenna was blessed to have spirit unveiled to her at an early age. As a fifth generation intuitive, it was not surprising that her gifted grandmothers aided her spiritual development, exposing her to mediums, seances, and metaphysics frequently throughout her childhood. Jenna has often been nudged to pursue spiritual work, taking her first class in meditation and messages at 13 years old. In 2012, she began studying with Lisa Williams in advanced mediumship development and platform demonstration, and continues her involvement with Lisa at her International School of Spiritual Development in Los Angeles. Jenna performs demonstrations and the west side of Los Angeles, and also does private readings, as well as travels all over the United States. In the summer of 2014 and 15, Jenna was able to study with Tony Stockwell at the amazing Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, England. As a result, her style has taken a more solid, detailed presentation. You guys can reach Jenna at JennaTerlosky.com. That's JennaTerlosky.com. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning. It's Terlosky with a Y. I'm sorry.
Oh, A-Y. Sorry. JennaTerlosky. My bad.
It's okay. Sorry.
No, don't apologize. So how are you, Jenna?
I'm good. How are you this lovely Sunday morning?
Good. And I want to start out, for those people who don't know who you are, can you share a bit about your journey with us?
Oh, geez. I mean, I think a lot of mediums have gone through usually a lot to kind of get to where they are.
Right. But how did you start on this path?
Well, I mean, you know, as my bio says, I started out really, really young. I was kind of, you know, grew up seeing different things, especially at nighttime. And I didn't really know what that was. And then my grandmothers were involved in a church that is a combination of what they call, you know, the older term was metaphysics, with like an actual Christian-based religion.
Gotcha.
And so that's, I grew up going there. So for me, it was very natural. I really had no idea that other people didn't do that kind of thing. So I got in trouble at a young age for bringing it into school, actually.
Oh.
And that kind of, I wouldn't say it stunted my growth, but it made it go underground.
Right.
So I kind of hid my practice and hid what I could do for years until I was 22.
Mm.
So once I turned 22 and I saw Lisa Williams was doing a advanced mediumship class for the first time she'd ever done anything like that. And I got accepted into the course. And so it kind of steered me into coming out as a medium, which is really kind of a big deal. You know, when you come from a very, really, really conservative background and area, you know, in the Midwest, it was a huge deal when I announced on Facebook what I did and what I was doing. Mm. And a lot of my friends that I've been friends with for years were like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it.
So
it almost feels like it's a part of initiation.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Like it's like when did you come out, you know? And I know people who do readings, you know, professionally, and people still don't know in their lives.
Right.
So it is kind of a big deal to say, you know, I see energy and I work with them by connecting clients to them. I mean, people really, you know, that's a big deal.
No, I get it. Now, if we move back to when you were a child, I mean, can you tell us, I mean, I know you said at points you didn't know what they were, but there came a time where you did, right?
Well, what I remember, when I was about six years old, my great grandmother, who has now passed, I had gone into her bedroom and I was looking at, she always had these marbles on her dresser and they were always in a little container with a top on them. Well, I actually found a couple on the rug in front of her dresser. And so I, you know, at six, you know, I was like, oh, and I grabbed them and
marbles.
And I knew that they had to go back onto her dresser because my grandmother was she had to have everything in its place. Mm-hmm. So I was putting them, I just put them back on. She had like this little glass tray kind of. And so I put them on the glass tray and she came in and she was like, do you know what those are? And where did you find them? You know, and I told her that I found them on the rug and I don't remember the conversation exactly, but I do know that she at that point was trying to explain to me that there were people who always moved these marbles that you couldn't see. So she always had spirit that misplaced things for her. That was her, you know, sign from spirit that they were around her. And so she had tried to explain, you know, what those entities were and what that was for her. And that's when I kind of really realized that maybe that's what I was seeing too.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, that's where it kind of took a foot, you know, where it kind of finally got a little hold on me as far as recognizing and understanding. Communication didn't happen until later, obviously.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, it was a little still, especially for me at nighttime was a big deal. I would see them when I was in the dark and that would actually, you know, scare me as a young child.
Right. Like when you were in your bed?
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
I used to have these stuffed animals that were on a shelf that I couldn't reach. My parents had mounted these shelves and I had a huge collection of stuffed animals and they had put them all on these shelves. Well, the eyes seemed to come alive and then move. And I think that was just their way of manifesting, you know?
Gotcha. And that must have been scary.
Yeah. I mean, for any young child, you know, it's pretty typical that would be scary, you know? So it took a while for me to get accustomed to it, but it did eventually was more of a interesting thing than it was a scary thing.
Right. Right. Because you're young and you're curious, you know, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like, oh, do I have friends?
Yeah. Yeah. Do I have friends? And then, and that's actually how that happened. You know, a lot of mediums, and I'm sure you work with spirit guides, right?
Mm-hmm.
I actually got my first spirit guide or, you know, whatever you want to call that, obtaining a spirit guide or recognizing
one. Right. Right.
I think when I was around 8 years old.
Wow.
And it was this little young Native American girl. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how it manifested was one day I walked into my bedroom and she was standing there.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea who she was or why, you know, she had come, like, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. You know, why are you in my room? And, you know, so I remember asking my grandmother about that. And, she had said, you know, you're going to have protectors. That's what she called them.
Oh, I guess. Gotcha. Yes.
And, so it just kind of became a thing, you know, I would talk to her like a friend and I didn't really tell anyone. It wasn't like one of those things where I would tell my parents, like, my invisible friend is here.
You know? Right. No, I get you. But at that point, were you talking to the spirits?
Well, I would say that first came with her.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
I like I said, I wasn't really, I guess you could say I was kind of shy. You know, what do you say as an 8-year-old?
Hello.
Right? Like, what do you know?
Happy to see you.
Yeah, are you going to play with me? You want to play with my Barbies?
Right.
That was a big thing for me. So maybe. But yeah, and then I, you know, was immersed in more in seances, which my first seance was when I was 8.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and it's a very old school, you know, type I mean, this stuff had been going on for years, you know. So the seance had to be held in complete darkness. I'll never forget it, just because I had no idea really what was going on. Why my grandmothers thought it was a good idea, I don't know. I'm glad that they did. but, you know, I just remember that we went into this basement of the church that they were going to, this, you know, fusion metaphysical church. And, you know, everything was dark. There was no light in this room at all. And I don't know that I ever saw the medium who ran it until,
we're coming up to commercial break.
Oh, okay.
So hold that thought. We'll be right back. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, medium Jenna Terlosky. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
Well, Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Jenna Terlosky. Jenna, okay, we were walking into a dark room in the basement of a spiritual center.
Which kind of sounds like really creepy, doesn't it? I know. I was thinking about that during the commercial. And I was like, oh, I hope I'm not like scaring people away.
No, you're not. I mean, but you're also kind of telling us you were eight years old.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, and that's the perspective we're looking at this. So,
yeah, but I guess at 8 years old, you know, I trusted my grandmothers. I followed them blindly. We spent a lot of time together when I was young. So, you know, for me, it was like, okay, well, we're in this dark room. What's going to happen? Like, we're with all these people that I knew and had seen at church before, you know?
Right.
So I just had, I really had no idea what was going to happen. I had never... I mean, I'd seen my grandmother give messages because they did that every church service.
Uh-huh.
They would have like a little segment where they would have messages given, kind of like a dem.
Okay.
And so we're sitting in this dark room and it was so dark that you really couldn't see anything. And so I just remember hearing a door open and this woman coming out, and she was so bright and so just like a really just happy voice, I guess, is the best way to put it, in this darkness. And so she had said, you know, we're going to, you know, try to reach people from the other side. And I guess everybody in the room had, you know, been to this thing before. So then she proceeded to, she was what they call a trumpeter, which is where they take on the voice of the person on the other side.
Right.
And so she had done, you know, basically a trance medium. It was kind of like, now we would probably consider it more of like a trans mediumship seance.
Yeah, or it almost sounds like there's a little bit of physical mediumship.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And so she went around the room and she had a spirit for everyone, and that would come through in that spirit's voice.
Wow.
And she did it by working left to right. And that's just how, I guess, she works, where the person on her left, she would bring someone in for them. And then just keep going.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that since then.
Wow. Wow. So that was like the first experience you had at like a seance, an event. So how did it get to the point where you felt, it seems like you got to the point where you felt comfortable enough with it and you kind of thought everybody was doing it. So you must have told some of your friends at school.
It was around that time. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was around that time. So because that seance just really changed my life, you know, it was a monumental moment for me to, because my great grandmother was still alive at this point. And when the medium got to her and my grandmother. So it was my grandmother and my great grandmother. My great grandmother's husband, or my grandmother's father, came through. And so as an 8-year old girl who never met her grandfather, he's my great grandfather, but to never have talked to him just really was such a wow moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to hear his voice and to hear my grandmother's both react to that was such a life-changing event, you know.
Yes.
I really wanted to immerse myself in this, you know, and I had heard my grandmothers tell me about their spirit guides and how they worked, and I'd seen them heal people before, and so that's when I took it to school.
Yes, gotcha.
And what I did is we had to write these little essays or something like that. I don't even remember what the exercise was, but what I ended up doing was writing little paragraphs about each of my grandmother's spirit guides that they had told me about.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So when, you know, school calls home and says that I wrote something about Green Blanket and how Green Mountain, I think is his name. I would have to look at it. And how he followed my grandmother around through her life and helped her heal people. You know? I think that that was a little alarming for my teacher. So
that's how it went.
That's how it went. And then that's when I was told, we don't talk about that in school. It's something that we do as a family.
Yeah. And that was my next question. So with your great grandmothers, did it skip any generations till it got to you, or did it go down?
You know, there's been a certain line of intuitiveness for sure. Mm-hmm. That right. has passed through. My great grandmother always told me stories about what would be my great great grandfather, and him healing people. But you know, I never met him, and there's not. I mean, I can only take her for her word. You know.
No, but I mean, what about like your grandma and your parents?
So my grandmother does this as well. My great grandmother and my grandmother both have given messages and done. You know, my grandmother is a reverend for the church, for that denomination.
Oh, okay.
And so she gives messages. So she does. And my mom, she didn't really grow up in the era of that, I guess. And it wasn't right. something that they emphasized. So she just never was immersed in it. Because my grandmothers never really came out with this until they were older, because it wasn't really accepted, for one. And two, I don't think they had found the church at that point.
Oh, I gotcha.
And so it wasn't something that they were, you know, kind of aware of to teach to their children the way that I was immersed in that.
Right, right.
And so my mom has really done a lot of her own healing and psychic type work, but she's not a professional.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And as I'm getting into it and, you know, becoming a professional medium, she's, you know, immersed herself more than she had before.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, and my mom has always been, you know how they always say your parents are always right. Well, my mom is like almost exactly right with her, sometimes with her psychic work, which can be very frustrating.
Right. Especially with a child growing up.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Imagine magnificence. Do you live to your unlimited potential? Join me, Margaret Ann Lembo, Awaken Your Consciousness, listen to Money Magnet Moment, Gem Spot Affirmations, Essential Aromatics, and Looking Skyward Astrocast, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Okay, so they're up. Oh, hello. So it looks like we're back on the air. Major technical difficulties. Jenna, sorry about that, but it looks like we've returned. So let's move on. I wanted to talk because I know you see a lot of people privately and you get a lot of questions about mediumship. So I wanted you, and one of the biggest ones is the difference between psychic and mediumship.
Yes.
So would you be willing to expound for us?
The simplest way that I, talk to my clients about it is that psychic work largely is based on your energy, what you're bringing to the table, as well as what I can pick up. And that for me seems to give a pretty simple explanation to people, compared to mediumship being speaking to your loved ones, from this dimension into, where they are, for guidance and healing, and actual just validation sometimes.
Right. So basically what you're telling us is that psychic reading, you're basically reading each other and you're reading, in each other's energy field, right?
Right.
Whereas mediumship, we're connecting literally to spirit that's residing in a different dimension.
Right.
Awesome. And, I know you have your own theories as far as what happens to us when we cross over. Would you share that with us?
What I feel is, that we all have our own ideas, and I love hearing, what other people have thought about or done. I actually feel like what happens to us when we cross over is largely based on how we believe and what we experience. And I think that, everybody goes through a healing phase when you cross. And but what I feel like I have, from talking to other people, have found is that they all just believe a little bit how they want to believe. And I feel, that people actually experience, something like that when they do cross over. I mean, yes. Is that what you found?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And I do believe that people do experience the kind of their world. Do you know what
their
I mean?
Their world, exactly. Like what their dimension reality becomes.
Exactly. And of course, I believe, that so many people are over there to help each person.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like that's kind of what they do on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least at some point in their journey, that's what they have to do.
Right. And I also believe too, although we say, as other people believe, right? I also believe too that that's not restricted, like as we experience that in the world. Like I've had people who I know didn't believe, and you work with them and then it's kind of like the gates open up for them. Do you know what I
mean? Right.
Like when they're like dying and stuff like that. And
absolutely.
So they walk into, so it's not, I don't think it's as cut and dry as if you don't believe anything, there's not going to be anything there.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that people who, do cross over, who don't believe, I think that they like awaken to something. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like
Yes, go for
even
it.
Even if we don't have a chance to try to get them to understand or to fully believe it, you know, mm-hmm. I think that people always experience something that surprises them on the other side, and that it's a life changing, or I guess it's not really life, but a soul journey changing type reality.
Exactly. And you know, it's because I'm sure as you have, you experience all different people from all walks of life, from all different religions coming back. Do you know what I mean? To visit their loved ones. And so there has to be some kind of higher understanding when people cross over that they're able to step into.
You know, that makes me think about something that this gentleman who I've been kind of mentoring, he does matrix healing, but he's never really worked with spirits before.
Uh-huh.
But he feels them, you know, when he's doing his healing. And so he's been, you know, very curious, and it's really interesting to see someone awaken like that. And so he's asked me some interesting questions, and one of them was, can you understand people who speak in other languages when they come through? And that's one thing I love about traveling, because you kind of get different niches in different places.
Yes.
But you know, in LA, you even get that because a lot of people are from the other countries, other states. So it's really, really fun to me to get readings where there was one just recently where this woman was speaking in Spanish, and I was just telling someone in person that I can write Spanish, but I can't really understand it when they speak because it's so quick.
Right.
And when she came through in spirit, I could tell that she was speaking Spanish, but it was just something that I understood. It's more of like a sentient energy that comes through from spirit.
Yeah, because it's like we're communicating with our souls.
And so exactly.
It's not the soul. It's not it's language. The soul has its own language, which I believe is somewhat universal.
Right. Which like connects to each different clair, right? Like a clairsentient, a clairaudient person. Like all that comes from like really one channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's so interesting to me how that works. And when I was explaining it to him, to see him be so mystified by this, but also so eager to like experience that, you know?
Right.
It's so interesting to me how, you know, this really works, and how people, you know, what they think about when they first discover it. You know, it's such a beautiful thing to watch people open up into this.
Exactly. Now, and I've experienced too, on the other side of this coin, I mean, there's some people in this lifetime who will never need a mediumship reading.
Absolutely.
And that's fine. Do you know what I mean? It's just, and again, I feel like there's so many different paths, but I feel like at the end of the day, a lot of them lead to the same place.
You are so right. You know, it really is just different. What we can imagine is possible is only what it seems to be like a portion of what really is possible, you know? And so people experience things. I've heard of, you know, people experiencing things that I had never even thought about before. When it comes to the other side and their experiences with the other side. You know, I have a friend who at a very young age, was able to astral travel into all these different dimensions.
Wow.
And whenever he talks about it, I just am like so jealous, you know, like I want to do that. I've tried to awaken my astral traveling
mechanisms.
And I don't know if it's worked because I always black out. Like I just never remember it if I do. So I don't know if I have or I haven't. And I'm so like, when, you know, well, like I said, when he talks about it, I'm just so amazed by what he says and I really want to do it, you know? So.
Yeah, no. And I actually also have a friend who does the same thing. And you know, some people, they can just pop in and out of it. Other people can't, you know?
Right. Yeah. And that's kind of how he explains it too. And it's just so interesting to me how people have these different abilities, you know, and how specific they come to them, you know, it's really tailored to their energy.
Yeah, and I think we are going to come up on a commercial break here, but we can talk about this when we come back. I also think that brings up another thing where I think even though there's a lot of togetherness in this whole journey, I think it's very important for people to really find out what their own gifts are instead of like worrying about what everybody else's are.
You are so, yeah, that's so right. You know, people need to experience what they need to experience.
Exactly.
And run with it when they do. That's the beautiful thing is to just keep going with what they're feeling and really experience it to its full, you know, potential.
And here we're at commercial break. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, medium Jenna Terlofsky, and we will be back.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
September 23rd, mark that down on your calendar, put it in your phone, whatever you do, circle that date, 9 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall, salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No. Anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget. At 9 p.m. Eastern here on Om Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, medium Jenna Terlofsky. So, Jenna, we were talking about, I think sometimes it's difficult. People, you know, especially like when communities of mediums and stuff hang out together, everybody kind of gets caught, not everybody, but people get caught up in having to be the medium. You know what I mean? And sometimes they skip over, because like we were just talking about our friends who astral travel, you know? And,
right.
And if we had those people, if they, you know, if people focused on what their gifts were and then we brought that all together, I think it might be kind of amazing.
I absolutely agree. Couldn't agree more, really. It just is so awesome to me when somebody brings something different to the table. And not that, you know, not that regular mediumship is just anything to, you know.
Right.
You know, it's beautiful in what we do. A lot of us work the same way or very similarly, which is also really cool when you put us together.
Exactly. Exactly.
But then you have these people with just very unique gifts, and I think it just helps the world in such a monumental way. You know, and so I think that, you know, us working together with those differences really can be so powerful.
Yes, an enhanced thing. Because we have a mutual friend who's a spirit artist.
Courtney. Mm-hmm. Courtney is so cool.
Yeah, and it's just amazing when she comes together with everybody and does her thing.
You know? Right? And how that is such a, you know, we are talking about that communication being such a soul deep communication that you just, it's like an understanding rather than something that we sense through the senses.
Exactly.
And that's like a whole other sense, right? Understanding. So it's just so beautiful to me, especially that she's been able to grow and do so many amazing things with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we were talking about earlier before the show, I know you have experience with this, you know, you walk this road and then there comes a time when you're called to walk it on your own for a while.
Right. Yeah. And I really, in the last 2 years, I've been pretty doing my own understanding of my gifts and what I'm doing and, you know, what my role is in my own life. And that has been so life-changing for me that I'm really starting to get to a point where I'm ready to do bigger things.
Right. Right. And I think, and then some on that journey too, when you're called to walk alone, a lot of that also has to do with your own individual healing, don't you think?
Absolutely. I have absolutely been healing for the last, you know, really a year solidly, you know, mm-hmm. And just really doing a lot of reflective, because I feel like when you really focus on you, the healing just comes naturally.
Right.
You know, when you do things that feel good for you, or when you get rid of things that are no longer serving you, it just can really aid in that healing process all the way down into the soul.
Yes, I agree with you completely. And I think it's something that I think people should be more aware of, that this isn't just about getting up and doing a platform reading or doing a one-on-one. The mediumship itself, it's a full journey.
It is. It's a life. It's a life, right?
Yeah.
So not only are we dealing with, you know, reality as it is, we're dealing with our soul journey too.
Right. Right.
Which I think is the reason why most of us mediums are just that crazy. I mean, we all are just a little crazy, are we not?
Oh yeah.
And a lot of times in our own way.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I've seen a lot of individual crazy and I can appreciate it for what it is, you know.
Yes. And but then again, it's kind of like, you know what? You got to laugh at yourself, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, when I get all crazy, you know, but you gotta acknowledge it and move on. You know?
You really, really do. But you know what? The biggest step in all of that is awareness. As long as you're aware that you're crazy, mm-hmm. and have a conscious understanding that you're being crazy right now, then you can kind of get away with it, I feel like.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Jenna, tell us a little bit. We're starting to run a little bit short on time. So tell us what
okay.
you are doing right now and you know, everything else about
well, you. Well, I'm doing a lot of private readings and private group readings, and I've really been working on working with people, another medium in like a small private group setting. Mm-hmm. I've really been doing a couple of collaborations with a few different people, and it's so interesting. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about as far as that fusion of people, you know, and what we do and how each of us bringing something different can make a reading so much even more full than what we do individually for a group of people anyway.
Yes.
And so I've been actually doing that just recently, and that I really find a lot deeper satisfaction from, actually. And so I do private stuff, and I've been doing a lot of private groups.
So if somebody wants to get a private reading for you, what do they do?
They can email me. It's jennamedium@gmail.com. Okay. Or they can contact me through my website, which you had said is, you know, myfirstandlastname.com. So.
Yes, but let's spell it again.
Would you like to do it or shall I?
I'll do the honors.
Okay.
Jenna Terlosky. It's JennaTerlosky.com. And you have a Facebook page, Jenna, do you?
I do. That also, I believe, is just Jenna, like Facebook.com/JennaMedium, I think, or Jenna T Medium. I'm not sure. But if you put my name in, it'll come up.
Awesome. And it's the same thing. You also do a lot of private groups and events and parties and stuff. So if people want to check you out for that, they can email you again, or they can
contact me on my website.
Right. So now, Jenna, I want to know if you could say something to everybody out there today about mediumship or whatever you want, what would it be to give people a better understanding?
That if they have anything that they're interested in that comes to them, especially from spirit, to experience it in its fullest. I feel like that is something that sometimes we ignore because it's not of the norm. And I encourage people to take a leap of faith and just run with what you have, because you never know who that's going to help and how it's going to help you.
Exactly. And I mean, that also goes for like things that don't involve mediumship, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
That's just like a life thing in general.
Yeah, because, and again, you know, you hear all these things about be your true self and this and that next thing, but it's really true,
it
you
is.
Know, and I'm actually happy that more people are getting more conscious about how much more healthy that is to do that. So Jenna, I want to thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
And thank you.
Thank you for helping all of us expand our awareness a little bit more today. No, seriously, you know, as I mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. it's so interesting to talk to different people. I love that you do this. Thank you so much.
No, you know, and you know, anytime.
Yeah, we need to get together, indeed.
As I mentioned earlier, to all of you out there in Radio Land, please visit Jenna's website, jennaterlosky.com. That's JennaTerlosky.com. And I also want to once again thank all of you listeners out there for hanging out with us this morning. If you want further information about the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show, please visit my website at lisaphoenix.net. That's LISAPHOENIX.net. Or you can email me directly at info@lisaphoenix.net. Again, I'd love it if you would go and sign up for my Intuitive Insights newsletter, which will also add you to my mailing list. And please like us both on Facebook. Live with Lisa Phoenix is on every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 10 a.m. Pacific Time. So please tune back in with us next week. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.